It's the impossible question.
Philly's B101.
$303 we have for the impossible question. Under 20% of people actually do this. We have Cooper. Good morning. You're our first caller, Cooper.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. All right. What's your guess? What do you think under 20% of people actually do?
I'm going to say they steal from the offering, like bucket at church.
Cooper!
Like the basket coming through, throwing in a dollar instead of throwing one in, you're taking one out?
One or two, yeah.
I will say that when I was a kid, they used to pass that basket around. My mom would be like, Bobby, don't you dare. Because I used to look at it like, look at all this cash, Mom. Let's start taking some of this. And I didn't understand what it was, obviously, because I was a kid.
But. Wait, I do know someone as a kid who took from it.
Oh, my gosh.
He admitted it later on in life and, like, apologized and, like, donated to the church. But he was, like, probably, you know, 10 years old or something like that. But, yeah, he's like, I needed money for 7-Eleven. Slurpee.
I had to get a toothbrush.
Yeah. Cooper, really funny guess, but that's not the correct answer.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Oh, geez.
That was great. Yep. All right. So it's not stealing from the offering basket at church. 888-333-B101. We've got $303 this morning. Under 20% of people actually do this. What is it? Under 20% of people actually do this. What is it for $303? We've got Don on the line. Good morning.
Don. Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Don. Are you eating?
I was taking you off speaker. Sorry.
Oh, thank you.
We appreciate that.
Yeah. We can hear you much better if you're not on speaker or Bluetooth. Don, what do you think it is that 20% of people actually do?
My guess is that under 20% of the people jog or run each day to lose weight.
And you did hear that we said we think they're losers, right?
Yeah. A little twisted hint.
Those exercising running people. What losers.
Lame. Yeah. You exercise. Don, sorry, not the correct guess.
I'll try again. Thanks.
All right. Thanks for listening. Try again.
My friend asked me if I wanted to join a run club the other day. I just laughed in her face. No, I do not.
Hard no.
Let's go to Patrice. Good morning, Patrice.
Good morning.
All right, what's your guess? What do you think?
My guess is that less than 20% of people are ironing their clothes today as opposed to taking them to the dry cleaners.
Oh, or just like me, throwing them in the dryer and spraying the downy stuff on it like crazy, trying to iron them out with my hands.
I wore pants yesterday that were kind of like a silk material. It wasn't real silk. I don't know what it was, but it came with like instructions and like you can wash it, and it says steam it or hang it in the shower, you know, during like a hot shower. No, I looked like I was wearing pants that had never been ironed in my life. I'm like, that didn't work.
No way.
Patrice, sorry, but that is not the correct answer.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Have a great day. All right, last guest for this round will come from our next caller, Kim. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. We've got $303, Kim. Let's see if you can get this. What do you think under 20% of people actually do?
Give away the ending of a movie.
Oh, that's like, you can strangle that person.
Yeah, that's the worst when someone says something like that. I don't want to ruin it, but the dog, unfortunately, you're like, no, not the dog, no.
Sorry, Kim. Good guess, but not the correct answer.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
I did ruin Survivor for somebody that I used to work with. I told him who won the whole thing.
Oh, the show Survivor?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was so angry. It was kind of a joke, but I did. I ruined it. Yeah.
Well, like a movie like Titanic, I could be like, I don't want to ruin the ending.
Yeah, but
it doesn't work out well. It just doesn't end well.
They don't make it.
What's the stipulation? Yeah. Like, how old does that movie have to be like, you should have seen it by now?
At least 10 years. Because people take a long time sometimes to see some movies.
10 years? I think that's long.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you should like outwardly tell someone the end of a movie, but if we were having a discussion on the air, like, okay. I don't think we need to spoil alert Titanic.
Okay. Spoil alert Titanic, yeah.
It sinks.
Also, JFK did not end well, just so you know. Yeah.
All right, we'll do another round of this at 9:10. Also this morning, if you are maybe like 40s and above and you're single, we're going to have somebody on during the 8 o'clock hour, around 8:50 this morning for our Be Positive. She's from a company called Be Visionary, and she throws basically singles parties for people who are single, who are in their 40s, 50s. So if you are single, you might want to listen to this. She'll have all the details for us at 8:50. $303 for the impossible question this morning. Under 20% of people actually do this. Good morning, Margie.
Hi.
Yeah, Margie, here we go. We're ending the show. You're going to bring the energy for us, all right? Here we go.
What's your answer, Margie?
They do their own yard work.
We would think they're losers for doing their own yard work.
You guys calling my husband a loser? Jay does a loser.
How's that yard work working there for you?
Not looking good.
We really need to still get you a landscaper. This is insane. Margie, sorry, that's not the correct answer.
Not it.
Thank you.
All right,
but thanks for the energy for sure.
Yeah, you brought it.
Under 20% of people actually do this. $303. What is it? 888-333-B101.
888-333-B101.
You are the mean one. Under 20% of people actually do this. What is it? That's the impossible question. And today we've got $303. This is the last round. If nobody gets it correct, we'll bump it up to $404 tomorrow morning. Donna is on the line. Donna, what do you think under 20% of people actually do?
They wipe their feet before entering the house or take off their shoes.
Wipe their feet, take their shoes off. Bobby, are you a no-shoe household?
Absolutely. You put on your inside shoes when you get into your house. Mm-hmm. We have inside flip-flops, we have inside shoes, and they do not go outside.
Inside
And if you
flip-flops.
Are someone who comes over the house that's invited, you better take off those shoes immediately.
I hate walking around other people's houses with no shoes on.
Well,
I think that's like,
inside flip-flops.
I should like pop my feet up on the couch and like take a nap.
You'll be kicked out right away. You pop your feet up on the couch.
That's what I mean. That's why I think it's weird to take shoes off. That's like when you're getting more comfy.
Whoa, all the stuff you bring in on the shoes.
Yeah, no, I get why. Donna, great guess. Not the correct answer.
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Aww. Let's go to Joan. Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is, Joan?
I think they actually get up when their alarm goes off. They do not hit snooze.
Joan, not the correct guess, but thank you for trying.
Oh, thanks for talking to me, guys. Have a great day.
Have a great day. Let's go to Alicia. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Good.
Are you our last guest? For this morning, under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think?
Don't untie their shoes when they take them off.
Oh.
Oh, you just slip right out of them.
Were you listening earlier, Alicia?
No, I just got back from the beach.
Oh, wow. Ooh. Okay, because Brett talked about he tried to put shoes on, but they were tied, and so he threw them against
the wall.
And he grabbed another pair of shoes that were untied.
Yeah.
Good job, Brett. Good job.
Thank you. I mean, you're in the moment. You get heated. You can't deal with those tied shoes.
Do you untie
your
shoes?
Yeah, that's me. I don't untie my shoes. I wear Hey Dudes all summer, so, you know, slipping in and out.
Yeah, Alicia, that's
Do
cool.
you untie your shoes?
Mostly. Yeah, I'll untie my shoes.
I don't. I take my shoes off. Every time I go to put my shoes on, I have to untie, then put them on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's why I do it. I'm like, I don't want to have to deal with it next time. Yeah. I plan ahead. Yeah.
Alicia, good guess, but no, that is not correct.
Oh, man. Okay.
You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye, guys.
So that means tomorrow morning, $404. Under 20% of people actually do this. We kind of think you're lame.
Yeah.
That's what we're saying.
Yep.
So we'll do it tomorrow.